This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
I just wanted to take a moment to address someone in particular. Andrew, if you're listening, and hopefully you aren't, I don't know you, Andrew. I don't know what exactly you've done, Andrew. I just know that every time my daughter and I play a game, it's me and her versus Andrew. If there's a monster in the room, his name is Andrew. These things tell me, Andrew, that you're not, you haven't been a good dude, and that you're messing with the wrong guy's daughter, Andrew. I'm looking for you. If I'm in the street and I hear the name Andrew, I'm spinning my head around real quick so I can see if they're talking to a five-year-old. Andrew. I'm just saying, man, I'm either going to find you or I'm going to get into a lot of trouble with the police. But one way or another, this is not going to end well. Andrew, you've been warned. Andrew.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the answer.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
For the Lord to rise, I look into my daughter's eyes and realize I'ma learn through her. The Messiah might even return through her. If I'ma do it, I gotta change the world through her. Furs in the bins, gramps wanting them. Demons and old friends, pops, they hunting them. The chosen one from the land of the frozen sun, where drunk nights can remember more than sober ones. Walk like warriors, we were never told to run. Explore the world to return to where my soul begun. Never looking back or too far in front of me. The present is a gift.
I just want to be. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy, J.Don Flan, representing the White Pan Society. And I have to thank you, first and foremost, for joining me to spend some time, talk some shit, get through some things, try to find this kid named Andrew. Whatever it is we do here, you could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly appreciate it. Let's see. All right, yeah. Let's get into it. First, I gotta say, Happy Father's Day. I'm recording this Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, whatever you want to call it. So Happy Father's Day to everyone. I had a pretty dope Father's Day. I think if I say like better than I expected, that sounds weird, but yeah. It turned out a little better than I actually expected. Yeah, man. I got some dope. Like Father's Day gifts. I got here right now with me. I got my cup. I got a father like no other cup. Very dope. I'm drinking everything out of that from now on. What else did I get? You know, they know me very well, so I got like some Snickers. I got like a king size Snickers and then like the brownie Snicker bar. Like y'all going overboard with the candies, you know. Whoever's coming up with these ideas, but I'll co-sign the brownie Snicker bars. Yeah, I got those. I graduated from, like, 3 years ago, I got taco socks. This year, I got nacho socks. So, yeah, you know, my dad level shit is just growing. I'm evolving. I went from tacos to nachos. These actually say nacho average father. Or nacho average dad, my bad. So, yeah, for all you average dads out there, don't include me in your ranks. I got the nacho socks. You obviously don't. And then I also got, she made me a card, you know, because she's, you know, super creative and super dope. And then she made like a little frame. She glued like seashells that she got from her trip to the beach and put my picture in the middle of it. And it says like, never give up on your dreams or something like that. I kind of wish, like, I kind of want her to have that. I want her, you know, to remember to never give up on her dreams. You know, oddly enough, like she was really one of the main motivations or inspirations behind me starting this podcast. Like, you know, what pays the bills for me right now is IT. I work in IT, and that's, I guess, my career field. It's not the most fulfilling field for me. It pays the bills, and there are moments that I enjoy. But on a day-to-day basis, it's not the most fulfilling thing. And when I knew I was having a child, I didn't want my child to grow up around a parent that didn't like what they did and was somewhat unhappy. I love my mother to death. My mother couldn't stand her job, and she would be driving me to school, and she would have to literally like say to herself over and over again, "I love my job. I love my job. I love my job." Like, she would be psyching herself up every day to go to work, and you knew coming home, she was going to need a minute to like shake off that day. And then she was a teacher, it was just a weird situation. I didn't want my daughter to experience that, and I wanted her to understand that like, if there was something that you wanted to do, you could do it. You could just make the decision to do it. You could, take the steps, execute on one thing, and then use that as motivation to do another thing, and then, get that momentum and start rolling. So yeah. So she gave me a picture about not giving up on my dreams, and maybe I need to have that reminder, because it's been rough lately. It's been rough. The numbers are sad. But yeah, I'm not giving up though. I'm back. I'm back here another week. I'm proud of myself because I think I haven't missed a week so far this year. I missed like the first week of January, and so I dropped two episodes that next week to catch up. And then from then on, I've been on point. So proud of myself, proud of my sweet pea. Chef Elise was back in the building this week. We had a good, Father's Day weekend.
Out of Pepe.
What do we do? We had a party on Saturday. I ain't gonna call it a Juneteenth party because that's not what it was. Like, some friends of mine had come up with the idea. They have twins. And they were like, we get the kids together, spend some time at the pool, have a good time. And they wanted to do it last weekend. Just so happened I was, kicking off this whole every other weekend thing with Chef Elise. And, I was going to have her that weekend. So we moved it to this weekend. It landed on Saturday. So I guess, whatever. It is what it is. We had a great time. I got her some floaties. And like it was cool to see her just adapt to the water. She's normally like the hang on to the edge kid, or I got to be in there with her. And like, my pool in the apartment complex is only 3'6" at the deepest. And bad dad moment. I don't know how tall she is, but I believe, she's right around. Like, she's got to be in that area. I think if she was to just stand up, she'd be all right. But it's a mental thing. She can't do that. Like, she can't. She gets to a certain point, it's a lot of water around her. She just can't put her feet down. When I finally bought her some dope, like, floaties, and, like, that was it. Like, that opened the floodgates, and she just, from one end of the pool to the other for hours. Like, I'm tired, super tired. My feet cramped twice in the pool, like, each foot cramped one time. I got a Charlie horse last night. Like, I obviously am out of shape, and that was way too much movement, and then the resistance of the water or whatever. Like, it was a bad thing. It was a bad, great experience. But yeah, we had a good time. Here's a funny story though. Because my friends know me, and I think I'm friends with certain people because I am so like open racially. Like, I like my racism where I can see it. So I'm going to talk about it. Like, I want to get that shit out. So I'm at work the other day. I actually went into the office. I'm in the office. I'm going to get a call from my buddy, the buddy who was coming over for the party. And he's white. Chad. He's been on the other show. And I hit him back. I'm like, I'm at work. What's up? And he's like, all right, man, I'll talk to you about it later. It's not safe for work. So, coming from a dude, you don't know what the fuck that could be like. That was so many possibilities for what kind of bullshit I was waiting for. So I finally did hit him back when I get home and I'm chilling. And he's like, man, he's like, just hear me out, because you got to understand how this went in my head. He's like, I'm headed to the store because I'm getting the stuff that we discussed in preparation for the party. And I know you talked about getting like a fruit plate and some, a veggie plate and stuff like that. But I thought it would be dope to have a watermelon. But then it was like, shit, it's Juneteenth. I can't bring a watermelon to the black guy's house for a party. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to call him and ask him to get the watermelon. And he's like, shit, it's Juneteenth. I can't call my black friend and tell him, you know, to go get a watermelon for the party. So, I mean, it was cool to see that, like, maybe I have caused someone else to be super racially sensitive. He can't say he don't see color no more because he definitely did this weekend. I got the watermelon and I got it pre-cut. So I think we did like best of both worlds. And I got it delivered. So like nobody had to see me buy it. I shouldn't care. He shouldn't care. It just made for an interesting conversation. Please don't pay me any attention. So happy Juneteenth. Belated Juneteenth, if that's a thing. I'm a little upset that I actually had to work Friday. Like Juneteenth has been a recognized state holiday in Texas. I want to say for years, but I could be wrong about that. But I definitely feel like it's been a recognized state holiday. And then we just had the law to have it, you know, a federal holiday. And it landed on Father's Day weekend, and I'm black and a father, but I still had to work on Friday. Like, I feel like I checked off all the boxes for a day off work, and somehow I didn't get one. I ain't bitter, though. But anyways, but yeah, weekend with my daughter was dope. I had the pool party. You know, she was hanging out there with the floaties. They got this like large inflatable dinosaur. It was a good time. Good times had by all. And today we got up and we made cookies. You know, I wanted to make sure that, like, when it's like her mother's birthday or when it's Mother's Day or something like that, I always make sure that we incorporate mom in whatever activity we're gonna do. Even if we're baking something and it's not like Mother's Day, we're baking something, I try to make sure we have enough, you know, so mommy can have some. And so it was Father's Day, and I know that there's been like some weirdness with her and the situation, you know, with having a stepdad and, you know, and having a dad. And so yeah, I thought we'd make cookies today, and that could be something she could take home for her stepfather. So I'm hoping that worked out. I ain't gonna be like, I'm not trying to like come across as righteous or is magnanimous the correct word? I don't know. Cause it definitely hurt. It was a thing. I had to talk to myself about it, but I felt like it was for her. I don't want her. There's been moments with her where you could tell like she doesn't know what she's supposed to do, or she questions where her loyalty is supposed to lie, or something like that. And I just want her to know everything, you know, everything's cool. It's not ideal. I'm not going to pretend like it's the way I wanted it to be, but it's cool. You know, it's not a problem. He's important. You know, he's taking care of two of the most important people in the world to me. So he's an important dude. He deserved cookies on Father's Day. So that's what we did. So yeah, that's my Chef Elise update. She flushed the toilets this week, so I know no presents or surprises left for me. Yeah, dope cup, dope gifts. I'm wearing my nacho socks right now. Really proud of those. We had a good week, and I hope you did too. Happy Father's Day again to everybody.
Out of Pepe.
Let's see. So what did I want to talk? I did want to talk about something this week. Something weird happened for me on social media. And if I could not be on social media, I wouldn't. I don't enjoy it. I'm not a social type dude. Like, I'm trying to gear up to try to do more like video stuff and live stuff for the podcast, because I think that's like the next step. I think that's what you people want. Like, y'all wanna see a nigga for some reason. I don't know. I'm not a camera dude. People tried to take pictures at the pool party this weekend, and I was like, hell no. Like, I don't take pictures on regular occasions. You not catching me with my shirt off. Not happening. Nah, bro. Not for at least the next 6 months. I'm in the gym. I hit the gym like 3 or 4 times this week. I had to take the day off because I'm still hurting from all these cramps. Calf is hurting. All that shit is hurting. I'm old. But yeah, I'm working on that. We're going to get there. But I'm on social media this week. And, you know, if I haven't said it enough, like, I'm going. If I get an idea, I'm going. I'm running. I'm doing it. You know, so I've come up with this thing, this concept in my head that if I say it more than twice, it's a shirt. If I say it on the show more than twice, I'm making a shirt out of it. We're going to see. I just need one shirt to pop, and I think the rest of them will too. People have been telling me, like, oh, man, shit is dope. Like, I appreciate that. Buy one. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. It's all good. I've given away more shirts than I've sold, but, you know, baby steps. We building something. But anyways, I have this shirt idea, and I'm going to start designing, like, the graphics and the layout for the shirt. And I want to make sure that I'm inclusive. Like, I don't want it to be, I don't want the merchandise to come across as just for dudes or men's clothing. Like, everything's, like, unisex and everything's, like, everybody, you know. And I know I'm a little Neanderthal-ish, so my pronoun game can be off. So when I ask these questions, it is legitimately coming from, like, a place of ignorance. Like, I don't know. And before I fuck up, before I get canceled, like, let me ask the question and then maybe get some good advice. Like, I understand at the end of the day, if y'all give me bad advice and I run with it, that's not the excuse that's going to get me off the cancel list. Like, I'm still going to hell one way or another. But at least I'm trying. I'm trying. So what I put out this week, the shirt that I made, and it's out now, is the Who Is This Dude shirt. Yeah, because I say that, like, I've changed so much in the last two, almost 3 years, that a lot of times I don't recognize myself. Like, I cleaned up the house today. That's, like, that may seem normal to you, but it's not normal to me. And I did it, like, on some, this is what I want to do right now. Like, it wasn't even dirty in here. It was just, like, it was not, it was only going to take me an hour or so to get it right back to, like, damn near immaculate in my eyes. It's not. But, so let me just take that moment. I want to do that so I can feel comfortable in this space. So I'm making these shirts. Who is this dude? So I posed the question on social media. What is the equivalent of dude for women? Like, because everything I could think of in my mind seemed offensive. And I learned a lot in asking this question. I learned a lot about, like, this gender neutral society that we're in right now, and pronouns and words. I learned, I guess the consensus at the end of the day was dude is universal. That, I guess the dude could go either. I could be talking to a man or a woman with the dude thing. So I'm only making one shirt, Who Is This Dude? Hopefully women are okay with that. I feel like I'm walking myself into trouble right now. But yeah, man, it was a lot. Like, it seemed like the question got misunderstood. Like, right away, people were asking, like, who was calling women dudes, or what were they calling them before they called? Like, nah, it's not at all what I was asking. I just wanted to know, like, you know, when I talk about a dude, like, I'm like, man, look at that dude over there. Like, what is the informal vernacular for referring to a woman that whose name you don't want to use at the moment, or whose name you don't know? I don't, you know, like, I thought of, like, chick. I'm like, no, that sounds horrible. Like, that's definitely going to get you canceled. You're like, who is this chick? But I feel like it's crazy. It was just like the watermelon conversation. Like, I really do believe that, like, if a woman put out a shirt that's like, who is this chick, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But I know I'm smart enough to know I shouldn't do it. And this is what I don't understand with, like, white folks and the N-word. Like, you know, I understand that there's certain things that, whether or not you feel like it's just a word and anybody should be able to say it, I understand there is, you know, cultural and I don't know, there's just social significance to certain things. And it's not that important to me to be able to say just any random word. Like, that word is nothing, like, you don't get $100 every time you say it. Like, there's no, like, benefit that comes with being able to say certain words, other than, like, you just having this need to not be restricted in any way, shape, or form. And so I don't get it. But yeah. Sidetrack on that, because I just thought about it. This is not what I intended to talk about, but I just thought about it as I said it. This is something I've noticed that I wanted to share, is that this need we seem to have for, like, freedoms, to be able to do whatever it is we want to do, or be able to be whoever it is we want to be able to be. I 100% agree with that. I'm with you. I will fight with you if for some reason there is a thing that exists that is prohibiting you from being who you want to be or doing what you want to do, you know, to express your freedom. Now, when I say prohibiting, I mean that there is something that is going to impede your natural rights as a human being. That, you know, like that if you can't be who you want to be without something coming in and hindering your God-given rights as a human being. What it sounds to me like most people mean when they say, you know, I should be able to do what I want, or I should be able to say what I want, is you want to be able to do or say what you want and not only have nothing hinder your human God-given rights, which nothing should, but you want zero consequences. And that's where I can't stand with you on that. There's really nothing preventing you in most situations. There's no physical barrier. There's no wall that comes down that stops you from doing something. You can do it. You absolutely can say the words. I can say the word. I can say the words I'm talking about. You can say the words that you may be thinking. You can do, you can wear and be whoever you want to be. You can absolutely, there is nothing physically preventing you from doing those things. And unless there is something, like I said, unless the consequence to it is something that is going to hinder your God-given rights, if they're going to take away your freedom, if they're going to take away your life, if you're going to face physical harm, these are things that shouldn't happen to you as a result of basic stuff. And I mean basic stuff, like you punch somebody in the face, yeah, you might face some physical harm as a consequence, and that's not a hindrance to your God-given rights. Like, let's be clear, let's be sane about things. But there's stuff that you're not going to be able to do, and nobody, and there's no consequences. There's consequences to everything, good or bad. Sometimes the consequences are judgment. Sometimes the consequences are disapproval. Sometimes the consequences are anger. You're going to anger people. You're going to upset people. You're going to make some people proud. You're going to make some people happy. You're going to alienate people sometimes. You're going to be inclusive sometimes. You're going to face backlash or consequences for the things that you do. And if, as long as you're willing to accept those consequences, then there's nothing stopping you from doing. Nobody's impacting your freedoms. Nobody's taking your freedoms away from you. You don't have the freedom to do anything you want to do with zero consequences. Like, you know, unless something is really taking away your God-given rights, and you do not have a God-given right to not be judged. Unfortunately, and I live in the same world you do. I live in the same reality that I'm talking about. You don't have a God-given right to do something and like skate judgment. So if you do some shit and somebody has a problem with it, they're going to say something. And you don't have a right to tell them that they can't. The same way they don't have a right to tell you that you can't do the thing that you did. They can tell you how they feel about it. Off my high horse. I seen a lot of shit this week, especially on social media. I just feel like people need to know, like, freedom don't mean no consequence. Let's get that understood before July 4th. Anyway, I went so far away from what I was talking about. Oh, I know I don't. I know what it was. All right, so the whole thing happened with this post. Like, this really blew up and became like one of, and when I say blew up, it blew up like relative to what I do. So not a whole lot, but way more than anything else I post. And what I noticed in me was that the moment like this got traction and I started getting like, you know, responses and retweets and people were having a conversation under the post, like I went into, well, what else can I say mode? And I was like, dope, this is exactly how it happened. This is how we get to where we are now, where we in the, as Yasin Bey put it, the polemic Olympics, where it's like, you just think of the craziest shit you could possibly say, you know, and who can out crazy the next person. And it's like that. I went there immediately. Like, as soon as something I said, which I didn't intend it to be crazy. I wasn't trying to be controversial. I wasn't trying to be weird. I wasn't trying to spark nothing. You know, I thought I was doing a responsible, good thing. Like I was asking the question before I made the mistake. Cause I don't, I don't think a lot of people want to be offensive. And sometimes we don't, we have no idea what we're doing is offensive. I saw a post on Twitter where there, you know, there was a young lady probably around my age that was saying, like, she consciously makes a decision now to no longer say sir or ma'am when talking to people, and engage them, I guess, about their pronouns. And the first thought that came to me is like, man, I have lived long enough. That's how fast this has happened. I'm not 40 yet. And in the time I've lived, I've gone from sir or ma'am being a thing you did out of respect to now being a thing you avoid out of respect. So I think we have to understand, like, that's how fast the world has changed and how much the world has changed. That actions are perceived almost completely in opposition to what they used to be. And at, and for me, having grown up a certain way to now have to, I have to relearn, you know, certain things. I stopped. That was when I made the post. I was just asking a question because I'm trying to, I know I don't understand and I'm trying to understand. And it just became this thing. It became this discussion. And you could see people that was jumping in there, you know, trying to say crazy shit for attention. You could see people that was taking it way the wrong way and, like, just running with the question on some shit that I didn't say. Like, I just asked, what's the equivalent for women of the word dude? Like, that's, I was really just trying to figure out what word to put on a t-shirt. That was all it was. And it just took off. And the first thing that came to my mind was like, man, well, what do I, you know, how can I follow this up? Like, how can I come back with some even more controversial shit? And I had to stop myself because that's the shit I complain about. Like, that's what people do these days. They look for what's going to spark a crowd. And sometimes, like, just busting off a gun in the middle of a crowd, everybody going to come looking. It ain't the right thing to do, you know. It ain't the cool thing to do. That bullet going to come back down. Oh, yeah. You get the wrong kind of attention. But what they say, all publicity is good publicity. And so, yeah, man, I saw the genesis of it. And that, to me, that was a dope moment for me to kind of to understand, like, how we may have gotten to this point and how easy it is to slip into that point. And hey, man, I learned, this is the craziest shit in the world for me, I learned something on social media. The fuck out of here, who would have thunk it? But yeah, that's all I got from my soapbox today. Happy Father's Day again.
Out of Pappy.
I had a great weekend. I love my little girl with all my heart. Andrew, I woke up this morning to Christian, and I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you. And just maybe know that I'm looking for you and be ready to be apologetic when I see you, or act like a kid when I see you, be cute, something like that. I'm just saying, Andrew, I don't want this to end the wrong way. I'm not threatening kids, by the way. Y'all know I kick them, but I'm not threatening kids. This is getting into some dangerous legal territory. So we're going to back away from it now. We're going to do our calls to action. Zaya Fitness, he was here at the pool party this weekend. He gave me some tips in the gym. That's my man. I'm trying to pay him. He don't want to take the money. I don't want to do that black thing where we expect services from black businesses for free. I'm trying to pay the man. We're going to work that out. But y'all hit up Zaya Fitness, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. For all your fitness needs, your nutrition needs, he can get you where you want to be. He is the guru. If you're looking for ways to be impactful, if you're looking for ways to understand how to navigate this new world in the right way, ttcharities.org. Hit up the website, ttcharities.org. They always got something important and impactful going on. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, a repost, a like, a retweet. It all goes toward a great cause. So be your brother or sister's keeper. And hit up ttcharities.org. And as always, I got merch. The Who Is This Dude shirts is out. For the Algorithm is still a thing. Stay grateful. As always, the TWS logo. It's a million. Like I said, if I say it twice, I'm making a shirt out of it. So go hit up the store, see what you like. Tell me what you like. Tell me what I should make more of, or what direction I should keep going in. But yeah, I got merch. What is TWS.com? Coupon code Algorithm will get you 20% off your entire order. Go do that. And then, if you like what you heard here today, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe. If you didn't like, you know, you don't have to subscribe, but leave me a review. Tell me why. Give me some positive, constructive feedback. I appreciate it. But with that said, I'm going to let y'all go. I'm still vibing off that Skyzoo album. All the Brilliant Things is the name of the album. I apologize last week for not remembering the name of the album. But All the Brilliant Things is the name of the Skyzoo album. And it seems as if he was framing this as possibly like his last album. And it's so dope. Like you listen to, I listen to it. I told you every week I think about like hanging it up. And this is a dangerous album for me because I listen to this one and just be wanting to do the swan song too. Because this joint is like that last shot from Jordan against against Utah. If he would have quit and not done that bullshit with the Wizards. Another episode. But yeah, so I'm ending off with the final track from that album. I think it's it might be my permanent send off. I don't know. I just think it's super dope. But until we speak again, y'all be safe, be cool, be the light, and I love you. All
right. Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.